Welcome to Power Time. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here.
Hi.
They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, baby.
I'm so happy, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby, they're playing our song.
You hear me, baby?
Why do you favor rapes?
Stop it.
Time for another webisode of the Don and Mike program.
There's only one requirement. You gotta be a fat girl.
Is this another yeast infection?
Too bad you're not older.
There it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
All right.
Well, we're back to that again.
I'm horny.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. We're about to have two men at the same time.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Perfect. There's a picture. Uh-huh. Pretty as a picture.
Sure is.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Chris Hansen and Robert the Angry Mailman.
And you.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, congrats to you, Don. You stepped out of the box and finally gave Janet that gift from Van Cleef and Arpels. It's a pfft-ow, pfft-ow.
Get out of here. We just stop as he's saying whatever you're doing.
What
hello.
What was that?
Don and Mike Show, something foul.
All foul, deaf spirits.
Come out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
that celebrity imitator show last night, there was one moment on that show that was pretty pretty creepy when when Little Richard was singing, or after he got done singing, and you had the two Elvis impersonators on the stage, and one of the judges says, oh, look, we've got two kings and two queens on stage. And the look on Little Richard's face was, like, freaking unbelievable.
Right, because he's never heard that before. But he's a queen.
He was shocked. He's not, is he? Please tell me it's not so.
You know what I watched last night because I was desperate. Always, Robbie,
yes.
In that movie Mystery Alaska with Russell Crowe. I didn't watch that last night. Have you seen that movie though?
It's a hockey team up in Alaska.
Right.
I've never seen it. I've never seen any of it. I know what it is.
You love hockey,
right?
You love the movie. I think Russell Crowe is outstanding in that movie,
right?
And anyway, blah blah blah.
What? What, did it make an impression on you? Or
it's a good movie, but it's not what I saw last night on TV. What I saw last night, I was desperately searching to try to find the Billy Joel episode
of
the Tuttles.
Yeah. Did you locate it?
No, because here's the, you know, I got a new DVR, and apparently what happened was I had a TiVo and a DVR,
right.
And Janet reprogrammed the TiVo, uh-huh. And I lost a bunch of the Tuttles shows.
Was it her fault?
Oh, it's always her fault, Mike. So I was desperately trying to find the Billy Joel one. I didn't find that one. But I did find one that is one of my favorite ones that I don't think we've talked about. And it's where they put a guy in a car dealership in an awful position. And I love this about the Tuttles. They're taking Mikey Jr.'s car.
Right.
Paul Sr. has bought Mike Jr. a new car, an AMC Matador.
A Matador!
new car.
It is the quote-unquote classic car that Mikey Jr. wanted.
Oh,
now
the Matador.
Yeah, it is anything
that fits his personality.
It's anything but classic. It's like the standard 1970s POS AMC car. So the car arrives, and they say, now we got to get rid of Mikey's old car.
Right.
He had a 1988 Toyota Corolla that already looked like he had thrown up at it and it passed it through his system.
Did the interior look like Joe's car?
Yeah, worse. And they did what they do. They dragged the car around on a chain. They rolled it on its side. Oh. They broke out all the windows. And I wondered where they were going with this until Paul Sr. said, you know why we're doing this? There's that dealership that says that they will take anything in trade. Because the deal is that Paul Sr. bought him the Matador. Uh-huh. Then they figured out that the Matador really isn't a good winter car.
No.
So Paul Sr. is going to buy Mikey.
As opposed to a good summer car.
They're going to buy him a brand new car. So they say, as long as we're going to buy you a new car.
Continuing the new money theme, too.
Yeah.
They got money to burn.
We've seen an ad on TV where they say, no matter how broken your trade is, we'll give you $1,000 for it. So they literally
trash it,
destroy this car. And then it's so great to see them pulling into the dealership. Now,
is it running when they pull into the dealership?
They tow it in.
Uh-huh. Good.
Because it's flattened and all the stuff is broken out. And you see the salespeople come out. And obviously the guys from Orange County have cameras with them.
Right.
And you see these guys come out like they don't know if they're being caught in a Dateline NBC or a Michael Moore thing.
Right. So it's not really a reputable dealership, right? I mean, is it a standard, like, where they sell new cars, or is it one of those car dealerships?
It was a reputable Chevy dealer.
Okay.
And he was running a special, like, you know, we accept anything in trade.
Right.
So the guy comes out, and it's just, you know, it's Paul Sr. with his big arms, and he goes, are you having a sale? And the guy's looking at the camera going, yes, yes, yes. And he says, there's the car.
And, of course, they really have their poker faces on.
And now, in this case, because the cameras are rolling, edit to the next scene where they're in the sales manager's office.
I love their edits. They go, and they jump ahead.
And the sales manager says, because obviously he's on TV, he goes, as you know, our ad said, $1,000 for anything. And then they got a shot outside. They edited the shot of this car. That is really, literally looked like it just came off the junk pile.
Right. What is Mikey buying? What kind of car does he get? Is he getting a truck?
A Tahoe, something like that.
Yeah, okay. That's it. So they can all, I think everything they have is four-wheel drive in their parking lot.
Because I believe that the deal, even if a dealership has that type of offer, if you come in with a real total piece of garbage, unless you have TV cameras with you, most times they would say, listen, you know, it's not literally bring us a piece of scrap metal.
It probably would. The criteria would be that the car would have to be running.
Drivable. Legal.
Yeah, pass inspection, that kind of thing.
And if not that, they always find a way to build it into the back end somehow.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, they might give them $1,000 up front.
Yeah, here's $1,000, but look what the bottom line is.
Right.
Anyway, I laugh my ass off. I'd seen that one before and then went by last night. That movie, Mystery Alaska, with Russell Crowe, and you should check it out. And you know who else is in that movie? That actress, she was on The West Wing, Buzz. Her name is Mary McCormick.
Yes, I remember her well.
Is she also in Dances with Wolves?
Yes, she is.
She could do the Janet trick, too.
Yeah.
She really could.
She's been in a lot of very obscure films, and she played the squaw in Dances with Wolves.
And you know who else is in that Russell Crowe movie you'd like? Would be Hank Azaria.
Oh, he's fantastic.
The guy from The Simpsons.
Is he a bad guy in that movie?
He's a guy that comes back and has a heart of gold.
Okay, he turns around, doesn't
at
he?
At the end of the movie.
You don't like the one Russell Crowe. I don't think you like the one Russell Crowe movie I like.
Which one?
Which is the Master and Commander. The pirate movie. Do you like the pirate movie?
I like it better than Cinderella Man.
I like Cinderella Man, but I like Master and Commander better.
What don't you
like about Cinderella Man?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Renee Zellweger factor?
No, it came out at the same time as Million Dollar Baby, and it was like, God, stop it with this.
But Million Dollar Baby is just blah.
It's Cinderella Man.
But at least it's a classic boxing movie where you have the guy that beats him up in the end.
I don't know. He's great in that movie. The name of the movie? The Insider about the guy that spilled about Big Tobacco on 60 Minutes.
Phenomenal.
That is Russell. That's Russell Crowe is a goddamn great actor if he wants to be. I mean,
he fits
forget
into
Gladiator
the
and stuff like that. He's great in that.
He fits into the same category of where Gene Hackman was a few years back. Where I'll go see anything he's in. I think he's that good. He really, really is, and I hope he continues to make a lot of movies.
Work as much as he used to.
And he's out of the great tradition of actors where, you know, you go back to the old days of Richard Burton and Richard Harris, the kind of guys that would, break up a bar once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, those are the tough guys. And what did he have to do for that? Didn't he have to settle, wasn't that over $1 million?
He paid the guy 200 grand,
I think. Was it 200 grand?
Yeah, the phone throwing guy in New York.
Yeah.
A personal favorite of mine is the one that ruined Meg Ryan's marriage. The movie's called Proof of Life.
Yep, where he assists her finding her husband, right?
He's good in that. And David Caruso's in that. He's not doing his Miami, CSI Miami thing.
That was the David Caruso incarnation where he was trying to be an actor in films.
Yes, after he got fired from the TV show and he would do anything to get back into movies.
Right. Does he have his head at that jaunty angle in that movie? Where he's kind of looking... Because David Caruso has never... delivered a line in any CSI episode where his head was not at a 90-degree angle.
He shows up a lot.
40-degree angle.
Buzz had the thing today that Vic pled not guilty.
Right.
You know, Big Al Sharpton now is jumping on this thing. He's going after Michael Vick.
Really?
All right. Thank you very much, Big Al, for doing that. Big Al. Lovable Big Al Sharpton.
Yeah, big Al.
Your radio pal.
And do we have the tape of all those hands on the view?
Yeah, you can take probably about 10 seconds.
This, you will seriously want to slap all of these women.
Is Elizabeth Hasselbeck showing her stomach again?
No. Discussing Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. And Hasselbeck, of course, wants to stand up and say, you know, anyone that's drunk driving is out there can kill anybody. That's her whole thing. Right. And who can argue with it?
Right.
But it's the preachy way that she delivers her message.
That's her role.
And that is, and you factor in all of the other cows that are cackling. Uh-huh. Listen to this.
So how can we come on today and not talk again about Lindsay Lohan? Because I feel sorry for her. Yeah, I just think that.
Do you?
I think.
I stopped feeling bad
girl,
when she.
She looks such a mugshot.
God.
Right there. That's all. If you're a guy.
Yeah.
You've tuned out at that point.
Completely.
Jesus.
Just listen to the beginning of it again.
So how can we come on today and not talk again about Lindsay Lohan? Because I feel sorry for her.
Do you?
I think.
I stopped feeling bad
girl,
when she.
She looks such a mugshot.
Jesus.
Look at that.
Shut up.
You know what would be wonderful?
Uh-huh.
Just a fantasy moment. Somebody
give me a C.
On The View, you see some guy off stage just come in with a giant bucket of water. Right in the middle of that. Ice cold ice water just running.
She has a lot going for her. I feel bad because I don't think she necessarily has a support system that many people do. However, I stop feeling bad when a person who's drinking gets behind the wheel of a car when 43,000 people a year are killed by drunk drivers.
Yeah, well,
that's good from the very beginning with the headset.
So how can we come on today and not talk again about Lindsay Lohan? Because I feel sorry for her.
I stop feeling bad
girl,
when she.
She looks such a mugshot.
Oh my goodness!
Look at
this. She's gorgeous. She has a lot going for her. I feel bad because I don't think she.
You could get all the animals involved.
That many people do. However, I stop feeling.
Can somebody give me a C?
Wow.
God. Shada.
Stop it. And let me see. What else did Barbara Walters do that pissed me off? We don't have tape of this, but. She was mad at Jay Leno for that bad Rob Schneider thing.
Oh,
now, she wasn't mad at Jay Leno for the reason that everybody should have been mad at him for, because when Lindsay Lohan canceled out on The Tonight Show, he had Rob Schneider put a wig and a dress on,
right.
Except he announced, okay, Lindsay Lohan couldn't be here, so now here's Rob Schneider dressed up as Lindsay Lohan.
It was, you know, it violates every rule of a comedy, of a comedian, of what you want to do when you're doing any kind of takeoff. Why in the name of God did he feel, seriously, did he feel it was necessary? And now here's Rob Schneider as Lindsay Lohan. What the hell was the point? You've destroyed it. You have destroyed it before it even begins.
Explain it, you drain it.
And then Rob Schneider comes out and kind of sleepwalks through the whole thing. You know, it was obviously one of those last-minute deals where they called the guy.
Right.
And it just wasn't. I mean, it ruined it. It ruins it from the very beginning.
He wasn't great like he normally is.
The great talent.
Here it is. And Barbara Walters comment. Today she spent about 5 minutes on TV saying how awful it was because it was mean-spirited.
Please.
Lindsay Lohan was supposed to be here. As you know, she got stuck in traffic in Santa Monica last year. So our trusty friend Rob Schneider has come to save the day. From the great country of Australia, TV talk shows, Rove McManus.
Hey, you idiot.
What is...
Mumble.
I mean, not only introducing him as Rob Schneider as Lindsay Lohan, but then... explaining what they're doing, like somebody that's looking at that is going to say, that is, man, she really looks bad.
Dummy. Understand Jay Leno's audience. Maybe they need that.
Yeah, dummy. And I'm tired of hearing about OK Magazine. If you have pictures of Britney throwing up on herself, print them. Otherwise, I don't believe it. Stop it.
That was much ado about nothing.
Right. And Rob, are you aware that the last car that your man Barker gave away is on eBay now?
Yes, I am.
Really?
But it's tainted.
Now, you know, you didn't get his microphone. All I know is I was on eBay today, and I see right away, you know, would you like, and it says Price is Right, I clicked on, and it is the last car that was given away by Bob Barker.
It's, I think, a Cadillac DeVille.
It's a Cadillac XLR.
But it's tainted, because what happens is when they show the car on TV, and then when they actually get it from the dealership, It's not the same car.
Oh, that's right. It's a different car.
It's of the same value, but it's not the car that was actually on television.
It's the show car. It's the show car, different, because they trade it in.
It's a prop. I don't think there's an engine in it.
Well, a lot of the contestants on The Price is Right, like all game shows, they can't afford the car because they can't pay the taxes.
They always sell it for taxes. That's what this guy's doing. He's selling the car for taxes.
Oh, and this morning on the Regis show.
It's another car, Matt.
About cars.
Yes.
First off, why they allow this? I don't know. I don't know why they don't have the prize pick rule on the Regis and Kelly show.
Yeah, they should.
That if you've won a car or a cruise, you should just eat your Dunkin' Donuts and pick your hemorrhoids and sit in your couch in Long Island and shut up and watch the stupid show.
Right.
Again today, they go through the host part, and then it's like, okay, who's the house pharaoh on the phone? She's like, hi, Regis. I won a car a year ago.
They love that. I mean, like DJs, they love that, right?
And both Regis and Kelly give a look like, oh, God, a prize pick. And then they put up a slide of the woman's fat daughter inside the brand new car.
Uh-huh. So they ran with it.
Yeah.
They decided that they'd embrace it and just run with that.
But fortunately, she won again, of course, but she won the crappiest prize on the wheel.
Good.
She had to go to Fess Parker's wine resort, which is the biggest turd on that prize wheel.
You know, it's very close to some beloved listeners of ours. I'd love to get out there. I'd love to get out there and do a remote.
This listener today, I'm sorry, this viewer said, I think I'll get it because I take notes on the show every day.
Wow.
And then what was great was they get this lady, and she's like, I already won a trip, and I already won a car, and it's really, really great. And then they say, okay, you've won the trip to Fess Parker's winery. And she says, oh, I don't drink.
Oh, no. I just write down notes watching your show so I can be a prize pick.
How not to win.
But after that, it was all okay because they showed a lot of Regis dancing today.
That is the best part of that show.
It is now. It is.
They get the girl behind the screen doing the go-go dancing.
Right.
And Regis goes over, and he's out of his mind like a clawed old man dancing.
He will always have his mouth open. His mouth will be wide open when he's doing the dancing.
And you know why? Because in his mind, he's boning those chicks.
Sure.
And whenever there's a hot piece of ass, doesn't he always say, she's got to be from New Jersey.
Yeah.
The way she was dancing.
You know, Regis had a period of time where he was still active that way. Mm-hmm. Don't you remember the scandals?
Oh, yeah.
The Regis scandals. When
the Notre Dame cheerleader.
Yeah, in the elevator. Wasn't he hitting on somebody in an elevator?
Yeah, but then I remember him most recently when he was under and he called the show after his heart attack and he said, I haven't had sex since November.
Oh, God. Ew.
I remember two things about the scandal, the Notre Dame scandal. It was a woman naked in a fur coat. And Regis saying over and over again, God, you're cute.
That's right.
God, you're cute.
God, you're cute.
Regis. God, you're cute.
Oh, man, sweet.
Gilman, why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
So he was talking about not having sex since November.
Yeah, well,
the
one day that he was under right after his surgery when he called into the show and he was all loopy.
Yeah, he likes to think he's a much younger man. That's nothing wrong with that.
Mike, Rob, yes. Rob, I want you to put 10 minutes on the clock. Mike, I challenge you. We are not playing Make Us Laugh.
Okay.
We're bringing back something that we used to do all the time, but we've not done it in such a long time now. The luster is back.
It'll be new again?
Are you ready for How About That?
I am ready for How About That.
I challenge you, my friend. I challenge you.
Very good.
The subject is some douchebag who's attempting to go to every Starbucks in the country.
And now, isn't that something allowed, too, or is it simply How About That?
It's How About That. Isn't that something? I'll be a donkey's ass.
No, we don't say that one. That was not incorporated.
I'll be a monkey's uncle. What
isn't
the
that...
frig are you talking about? That's incredible.
Very good.
Now, do you want to keep it just with... How About That?
I think it'll be better for the listeners if we say it has to just be How About That.
I like Isn't That Something, How About That? I think if you have
one, do you want to just have two? Isn't That Something, How About That?
That's the classic.
Now, should one of us take one or one take the other?
Yeah, and we can flip a coin for it. Doesn't matter to me.
Which one do you think is more valuable?
Let me see. I would say How About That would be much easier to use in the discussion.
I'll take Isn't That Something.
Okay. All
right. Okay, done. Okay,
right,
good.
Very good. I'll keep score.
Let's spit and shake on it.
Because if you wanted to cheat, you could also frame every question with, how about that highway around Seattle?
That doesn't count,
that
though.
Doesn't no. count.
That
That's
doesn't count.
That
doesn't count, Mike. Doesn't count.
All right. How about that? How about that?
Isn't that something?
Like that.
And do you want to throw in That's Funny? Just as... That's because we've always discussed when somebody says that's funny,
and
that's usually
when something's not funny.
Not funny.
Right. Yeah.
About halfway through, how about at the 5 minute mark, you have to switch catchphrases.
Let's just try.
It's like you playing poker.
That's exactly what it's like.
It's like, Rob, everybody else is like, okay, it's five card stud, queen is wild. Get to Rob. The game is Dr. Pepper.
Let's play Mount the Hippo.
And it's Dr. Pepper.
I love Mount the Hippo.
What's wild in Dr. Pepper?
Tens, twos, and fours.
Why?
Because you enjoy Dr. Pepper at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4.
It was on the bottle.
Retard, yeah. It's like a poker game from the 30s.
All right, we'll be back. Buzz, stand by with the news. If this thing goes south,
understood.
We're going to go right to the news.
Gotcha. It will go south. That's the whole idea.
Stand by, Buzz. All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.